It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Little things, big things grow.
The challenge is on. Loggy's Parental Challenge.
True.
It's a beautiful time in anyone's life becoming a parent.
I'm prenatal.
Not postnatal?
I don't know the two. I don't know what it means.
I would suggest you're postnatal.
I'm postnatal.
I want to know what happened to the placenta.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Nah.
It's been composted. So basically, right, you are setting me up with a challenge because I hate saying this part because I know I feel bad because I know it angers you, but having Wombi is the same as you having Indian Goldie.
Absolutely. You put a bit of food and some water in a bowl and you throw them in the backyard for 8 to 10 hours.
That is not true. We don't do that. We don't do that.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and if, you know, they get naughty, you just...
Lock them in the laundry.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same.
They poop on the floor.
Mm. So you did give me a glorious little plan.
Well, I went to management and said, hey, let's get her one of those dolls. And they said, absolutely not. A, they're expensive. And B, she will not be able to keep it in. We won't be able to return it at the end of the week is the moral of the story.
Yeah, I would have, yeah.
To be fair, you do have good parental instincts because there was that one time. There was that one time when Wombi was a real little puppy.
Yeah,
he fell in the pool.
Oh, yeah, that.
And you and you dove in before he had a chance to resurface and doggy paddle his way to the side.
I know. You were
in a nice flowy white number that was drenched.
Yeah, at Jimmy's parents' house. It was like one of the first times I ever met them.
That's right. And from then on, Jimmy's dad was a big fan.
Shut up. You're such a weirdo. Anyway, you've given me the plant, okay, because you're like, that's all we can basically afford on this show is 100%. For you to take care of this plant.
No, well, and it wasn't just me. I went and spoke to the guys at Roraima Nursery there in Lara, the one you can see from the highway. Yeah. And they said, hey, look, we're doing a 20% off sale for our 20th birthday on now. We reckon we've got the plant for you.
Yes.
It's a rock fig.
Mm-hmm.
You received it on, you met him. You received him on Monday.
Yeah.
You took him home.
Mm-hmm.
You forgot he was in the car, left him in the car overnight.
But he was okay. I mean, that's a good news story at the end of the day.
Was he? Can you hear him weep?
I can hear the weeps.
and then yesterday we named him. So he was christened Twiggy.
Twiggy,
of yesterday. Thanks to everybody for getting involved with that. Just quickly too, we also put up a meme yesterday just asking people to dob in someone who can't keep a pot plant alive.
Yeah.
And there's lots of people dobbing themselves in. And there was one in particular, I don't have it in front of me right now, and so I can't tell you the lady's name, but she's like, oh, that's me 100%. You can hear the plants crying as I drive out of the Bunnings car park.
That was a lady called Prue. I saw that too.
Well done, Prue.
Good on ya. Hey, the thing is, right, what would you say as a parent would make the kids stronger? Do you know what I mean? Like what?
Do you mean build resilience?
Yeah. Yeah. How do you build resilience?
Well, allowing them to make their own mistakes and learn from those mistakes to a certain extent. You would never let them hurt themselves.
Yeah.
But there's a bit of trial and error in the learning process.
You got to have it. Kids hurt themselves. It happens all the time.
Oh, no. Yeah, I get that.
You know that.
It can't be helped.
Yeah, it can't be helped, can it?
Well, it can be helped.
Well,
but it can't always be helped. You can't wrap them in cotton wool.
Exactly. Sometimes you need to put them on you need to put them in a place, and then you need to let them thrive. And then sometimes, you know, they hurt themselves.
Why do I get the feeling that this place that you're talking about is the top of the stairs?
Okay. So, all right. I need to be honest about something.
Come on, mate. I already gave you a fail for the leaving him in the car. So whatever happens from here is basically gravy because you've already failed the challenge.
I wouldn't say it's complete neglect. That no way. I wouldn't get a call up from people or anything. I'm just saying that made sure that Twiggy was watered, right?
Yeah.
He was a bit dry.
Good.
And then because I got the instructions, like he loves shade.
Yeah.
Okay, so I put him in the shade.
Cool.
Right? Now, it turns out, though, that so we've got like a, just say like a concrete planter box, right? Mm. So it's a little, it's about knee height, just say a little bit higher, thigh height, right? And he was there in the shade having a great time. And, you know, he was safe. He was safe. When
what's happened to Twitter?
No, because, okay.
What's happened? Oh, my God.
So.
It's been two and a bit day. Not even.
You know what happens now. Sibling rivalry. Okay? Sibling rivalry.
Wombi! What have you done?
Sibling rivalry. It's I thought they were safe together, but it turns out.
Oh, no.
The newborn can cop it. I mean, I'm sure you're experiencing this at the same time.
Yeah, but it's hugs and kisses.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, no.
Really hard kisses.
What's happened? Just tell us.
Okay, Wombi knocked the plant off the thing.
No!
And then he ate some of it.
Ate some of it?
And then he got his paws in there and a bit of soil was on the floor. But it's okay because I got Twiggy up and I repotted Twiggy.
Oh my
it's
God.
All good. And it's resilience, man. I'm telling you, Twiggy's thriving. He's forgiven me.
2 days. 2 days is all it took for him to be out of his pot.
Not fully out the pot. Not fully out the pot. Just lost some soil and some hair.
Do you have video, photo, footage, anything?
I took a photo of Wombi for you because I knew, But it's okay. It's just sibling. It's, you know what? It's playtime gone wrong. We've all been there.
Okay, so.
His plant is still alive.
Things are going to go downhill real quick. I imagine the plant will tank from here.
No, no way. Nah.
Twiggy will.
It's back in a good place. A safe place. A safer place.
All right. Well, that's an awful update. We'll find out more, I guess, tomorrow. Someone please check or do a welfare check on Twiggy for us.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
How's this? I found this story, and it's going viral. It's going around the world from Geelong.
What? Geelong if, famous, if like you want to be.
You don't mind. What? I'd rather not. Keep your nose out of mine and I'll keep my nose out of yours, everybody. Amber Paul is from Geelong and she started a TikTok series that has left, and this is the way it's written, left parents in the US gobsmacked after, which is an underutilised word, gobsmacked. Kevin!
That's gobsmacked.
After revealing her daughter's daycare centre does something specific that, look, to be honest with you, I have a daughter at daycare in Geelong and obviously it's not this daycare because it doesn't name the daycare, but my daycare does not do this.
Okay.
Right, so Amber started this TikTok showing off a series of meals that she receives when she picks up her daughter from her childcare. Right, so that what they do at the childcare is let you put in an order at the start of the week. And then each day that you come and have your child at daycare, they send you home with a meal that's been prepared by the chefs because they've got a commercial kitchen in the daycare centre. Right. So then you just like pay for it in your fees. But she says she pays $60 a day to send her daughter to the childcare centre.
Oh my God.
With the daily take home meals included. That's, to be fair, that's pretty cheap.
So when you say, okay, I'm a bit confused because I don't know how daycare works.
But you get it. You've got Wombi.
Yeah, same. But he's not at daycare yet.
No.
We haven't proceeded to that. Okay, yeah. We're at home.
Because you're a stay-at-home mum.
Exactly, yeah. So what you mean is they're cooking them meals to eat there, but also giving them meals to eat when they're at home.
Yeah, so because they've already got the chefs there working and cooking, right, and they're making the meals for the kids to have for lunch and breakfast and probably afternoon tea as well.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, what are we going to do with the rest of our day? Let's make meals for the families to take home in those big alfoil trays.
Oh, so it's for the whole family for dinner?
Serves four adults.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. So it's not the educators that are cooking their stress, it's the chefs.
Yeah.
And they spend the whole day cooking for 120 children and also the families. And then they send it home with them. One meal included roast chicken and veggies, creamy chicken soup and pasta bake.
Nice.
Large enough to feed an entire family. And essentially they just work the meals into the fees for the childcare. But $60 a day is on the cheaper side. And I'm assuming that's with their government subsidy, whatever they're getting. But Where's that in Geelong? 5222955, please tell me. Because it's not where I send Indy.
Yeah.
And we love where we send Indy, and we, you know, we're about to move house, and we're going to leave her in there and drive the extra distance to get her at the same daycare. But they could stand to lift their game a little bit.
Oh, shots fired.
From what I hear here.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan. Tom and Logan. On K-Rock.
Nicki Minaj is a rapper that is quite polarising.
No, she's fine.
You know Nicki Minaj. Those chicks that I'm like, I'm scared of Nicki Minaj. Like, I would never say anything to Nicki Minaj ever. Like, what's good, Miley? What's good?
Yeah.
Remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
Anyway, she's trending because she has come out and said yesterday she wasn't going to the Met Gala, right?
Mm.
Met Gala was absolutely huge. Going to cover it off in trending in about 15 minutes. Cool. But she wasn't there because she does not want to get vaccinated. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I'm not going. You have to be fully vaccinated to go. She's like, nah, I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
She then followed up with this. She said, my cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied. So she's implying, right?
Okay, yeah.
She's implying that her cousin's friend got swollen testes from the vaccine and then got dumped by his bride-to-be, right?
Okay.
Now, Western Sydney Health have come out and they've said, we promise to leave the rapping to Nicki Minaj if she leaves medicine to doctors and scientists.
So true. Well said. Yeah.
It's just one of those weird things in life where I guess we're in 2021 and, you know, social media has been huge for quite a while. You see things that celebrities say and some people take it as gospel.
Mm.
I mean, I just want everyone to be aware that the doctors, they've got a list here of things that could happen. You know what I mean? Like if you get the vaccine, you know, joint pain, fever and chills, headaches, tiredness, you know, pain where you got it. Corked arm is what I like to say.
Yeah.
Nothing here about corked testes though.
No, swollen.
Swollen corked testes. Did you, was there?
What are you asking me?
Well, any, like, extra weight that you felt? I mean, you're the perfect person to speak on this.
Mate.
I didn't have any elongated things going on in my pants.
No, I'm not surprised. if I ever feel extra weight or unusual, anything unusual going, you'll be the first to know.
Okay, good.
Rest assured, okay. I will tell you.
Thank you. Tom and Logan. K-Rock.